Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome to Wealth Matters Podcast. Hope everyone is doing great today. Today's Monday, and I'm talking to some folks from UK. Actually, it's late for them, so I appreciate that they were able to stay awake right now. But their names are Mark Mars and Adam Smith. They are the co-founders behind Niche Website Builders. Niche Website Builders is a leading agency specializing in the production and development of outstanding quality content and done-for-you niche sites. And that's what I'm looking for. Jokes apart, they help other affiliate and content marketers grow their sites through professionally created content and manual outreach link building. And if you don't understand this, we'll try to go through this. I just spoke with both this gentleman, and I was pretty impressed. So I'm looking forward to this episode. So welcome, Adam and Mark.
Thanks, Alpesh. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Alpesh.
So we start with this question with everyone, and because there are two of you, so of course you can go ahead and answer one by one, but tell us something interesting about yourself.
Interested or funny interesting?
But either works. Strange interesting, funny interesting, yes.
I'll go first with the strange interesting one. So when I was 13 years old, I tried to learn to play the trumpet, the musical instrument in school. And I took the trumpets home the first evening, and I didn't realize you had to blow it a specific way to make a noise. And I sat there all evening blowing the trumpet very hard, trying to make a noise. So much so that I gave myself a hernia. And that was the start and end of my musical career in one day.
So my daughter did that. She's 10. And last year she started participating in flute. She comes home and there is no way I can play this thing. And she kept trying and trying. I let her try for an hour, and then I showed her that this is how you... So I understand.
I needed a parent like you, Alpesh, to be honest.
So, Mark?
Something interesting about me is that I've forgotten what being interesting is. I've had three kids in the last 10 years, and they're all really young, and I don't remember life before kids. So I think, I guess the interesting about me is I'm a dad with three young kids and just trying to survive running a business at the same time.
Yes, I know it's hard. I got two, of course. They are growing now. But yeah, I totally remember. So, and this is a wealth building show, right? So we talk about building wealth, investing, etc. So of course, you do own this website builders business. What kind of assets do you invest in, though?
Yeah, do you want to go for that one, Mark?
Yeah, just our personal, you mean our personal portfolios, essentially?
Yeah, so what kind of assets, what do you invest in now?
Yeah, so Jim, so at the moment, personally, like I invest in crypto and I invest in websites, which is what we're going to talk about today. So I have around about... 60% split between websites and then 40% crypto at the moment. I don't invest in property right now, other than the property that I have. But that's about the extent of my investing at the moment.
So you love living on the edge, huh?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I am a bit like that. I mean, I'm a poker player as well. So a bit of a risk. Yeah, I think you got to be a bit of a risk taker if you want to run a business anyway. So yeah, I am a bit more on the edge, I think it's fair to say.
What about you?
Yeah, very similar to Mark. So a big chunk of my own personal portfolio is in websites. Obviously, it's what I know. It's what I've been doing for years. I also invest in crypto, but not to the extent that Mark does. Mark went a little bit heavier than I do. I invest in index funds, which is quite passive. And I also have one Airbnb property, but I'd like to get...
Nice. So, and it's weird, right? So I have an IT consulting firm, and I have a business partner as well, like you guys are. And we are like brothers from other mothers, right? But so I figured out that he was investing in real estate and I started investing in real estate. And now I would say both our portfolios resemble each other, right? Pretty much. We, both of us own like 50 to 60% real estate, 10% cryptos, about 20% cash, and the rest is, you know, gold, stocks, whatnot, right? Yeah. Or startup investing, et cetera, right? So it's weird how, you know, when you sit down together, you understand your frequencies match and even your lifestyle, your investment style, they all match, right?
Yeah, it's funny when it works out like that.
Right. So can you explain us what is website investing and how does it differ from traditional investments like cryptos? And I shouldn't call it cryptos as traditional investments, but more like index funds yeah. and stocks and maybe real estate or gold, etc.
Yeah. So, I guess the difference in website investing, I think the way that we kind of think about it is, you know, digital real estate, to kind of put a good analogy on it. So essentially, you know, these are websites, properties, if you like, that you can kind of make money on a monthly basis, but also you can kind of sell further down the road. So what a lot of people don't know before they get into this is that you can sell a website, a content site, which is essentially a blog, for around 40 times what it makes monthly. So get it making $1,000 a month, it's worth 40,000, you know, scale that up as much as you like. So we help people, anybody from somebody who's got a full-time job and they want some a side hustle and some additional income on the side, and then we'll help them set up a property that makes them money on an ongoing basis. Or we have the other end of the scale, people are just pure investors, they're looking for an alternative investment opportunity, and they bring the money, they have no idea how to set up a website, do any SEO, or do anything to create a digital property, but we kind of take that off their hands and then we help them put that together so they can have that kind of pretty passive income.
So interesting. How did this idea come to you both, right? That this is what we want to do. Of course, you know, website building has been around forever. As I told you, I was a website developer back in 2000, right? First job out of college. So, but how did this idea come to you where, you know, there are a lot of consulting firm, offshore firms, they build a website, but you have to provide everything to them, right? And then basically you got to have as a website builder or as an investor, you got to have all the content and how you want everything. So yes. What triggered you to come up with this idea?
Yeah, mine and Mark's stories are, I guess, quite similar in that we both had extensive experience working kind of agencies. Mark ran his own traditional agency. I used to work for digital marketing agencies. And we were building websites and doing SEO services for clients while we were an agency. And neither of us really understood that this world of website investing or content site, blog site owning existed. And then one day, you know, there's marketplaces out there where you can buy and sell these assets.
Yes.
We just launched one. Empire Flippers is another example.
Empire Flippers. Yeah.
Exactly. So, but we kind of just stumbled across there. I was like, wow, you can sell a website for 35 to 40 times its monthly revenue. And we have the skill set because we've been doing this for other people for years.
Right.
We should probably do this for ourselves. And the way we got into it is slightly different. Mark started his own website from scratch and kind of documented his journey. And that's how he started his portfolio. And I went out and I actually bought a website from one of the marketplaces as my first kind of investment. And then I worked on it continuously in the evenings and the weekends using the skills I'd learned at the agency. And then I sold it 8 months later for more money than I made in the whole year of my day job, and was like, yeah, I need to do more of this. And I quit my job and I kind of went into it full time. Fast forward a couple of years, me and Mark had connected. We both were running our own portfolios at this point. We had multiple sites. It was our full-time jobs. And initially we said, let's get together and build a team that we can trust to service our own portfolio of websites, which we did. And then very quickly we realized we can't be the only portfolio owners or content site owners that need a service like ours.
Right.
And the business was born and it took off very quickly.
Oh, that is interesting. So what are your roles like? Because I know I have a business partner, as I mentioned, and it's when you get started, you wear multiple hats and you try to juggle. But once you grow at certain stage, How are you dividing your roles? What do you do and what Mark does, or how do you differentiate yourselves?
Yeah, for the longest time, really, we took on everything together. And in all honesty, having a business partner, especially in a really fast scaling company. So to give you an idea, we were 3.5 years old. We currently have around 130 full-time employees. So we've scaled quite quickly. Yeah. So it was really beneficial having two sets of eyes across everything and two sets of hands everywhere. But as the company's matured, I guess I've taken on more of the responsibility for the day-to-day operations aspect of the business. And Mark's taken on more of the kind of people aspect of the business and the marketing side of the business.
Got it. Okay. No, that makes sense. Can you explain the growing popularity of website investing and why it has become a popular alternative investment option?
Sorry, ask that question again. Sorry.
So can you explain the growing popularity of this website investing?
Yeah.
And why it has become a popular investment option?
Yeah, I think people are looking for something outside of the norm, because the kind of returns you're getting from traditional investments just isn't interesting or attractive enough. Especially to larger investors, and there, to have a balanced portfolio, I guess you kind of want a mix of stuff that's more safe and more higher risk. And I guess there's been an explosion of like alternative investment opportunities kind of over the last number of years. So people are becoming aware that they actually can invest in things other than the traditional things that they invest in. So you can invest in whiskey, right, and wine, and all those kind of things. And and people see, and I guess people hear about website investing, and the return, the numbers, the kind of returns you can get are kind of mind blowing, compared to kind of other kinds of investments. And I think it doesn't take long for you to realize, actually, I've only got to, try out a few of these, and only one of them's got to land for like to pay for like all of the others like 10 times over. So it's actually, I think the popularity has come from people seeking out those different alternative investments, and then once they become to realize like what it is that and it's described to them, and look at the kind of returns you can get, I think that's another reason why it's becoming super popular, is that people see the opportunity.
No, that makes sense. And I was laughing when you mentioned wine and whiskey. So I don't drink personally, but of course, I invest in wine and whiskey and cannabis and, any alternative investment I can to, make sure that, I don't miss the boat on the next thing, right? Next big thing. So that's why I'm going to ask the next question, which is for someone like me who has a shiny object syndrome, right? I'm always looking for something new, but I don't have time to figure out, right? And I want to focus on what I enjoy the most, which is real estate and building on health and fitness side. So can you talk about the benefits of website investing for high net worth individuals? Such as portfolio diversification and passive income potential, et cetera.
Yeah, for sure. So you've just definitely mentioned two of them. One is obviously portfolio diversification. The other thing as well is that it can be a totally hands-off investment from start to finish. You can take on all of this and do it yourself, or there's companies like ourselves out there that are experts and have been doing this for years, essentially. We've run doing this for 3.5 years as a business, but between me and Mark, we've probably got 10 years collective experience running our own portfolios. So for an investor, you can go come to a business like ours and say, look, I've never done this before. I'm interested in getting involved, and we will do everything from helping you pick the niche, we'll do all the keyword research, we'll write all the content, and essentially it's a done for you service from start to finish. So it can be completely hands-off as well. In terms of the benefit, the other benefits, one is definitely passive income. So these websites, once they get up to a certain point, they generate cash flow every month. And at that point, you can either choose to reinvest that cash flow back into future growth of the website, or keep the cash flow as essentially cash flow. And then you've also got the capital appreciation. So, a $10,000 a month website, like Mark said, can sell for $400,000. So you've got the option then to either sell and realize that capital gain and then go again with maybe take some of that and reinvest it into a couple more websites. Or you can, you know, you can do whatever you want with that money, or you can keep it for cash flow. So the way that me and Mark typically structure our own portfolios is we have a stable of websites that we know we love and we keep working on, and they're evergreen, and we keep them for cash flow. And then we also have a stable of websites where we are actively growing them. We're actively being aggressive with content and link building, and it, we're looking for the capital appreciation over a shorter time period of those. So you can have best of both worlds then once you get to the stage where you own a portfolio of websites.
Oh, that totally makes sense. Now I can, because I was able to relate this to real estate, mm-hmm. right? Where real estate, we invest in cash flowing markets, as well as there are some markets called hybrid, where you get little bit of cash flow and little bit of appreciation, or you go with highly speculative and appreciative market, right? And then you just wait and let the money grow, right?
Exactly.
So can you share any statistics or studies about the average return on investment for website investing?
Yeah, sure. So we've actually got quite an extensive data-backed research around what this looks like. We typically talk about investment periods being over a three-year period. So you invest in month to start and then over a three-year period. And typically the average, essentially, it ranges depending on kind of which tier you're at. So, but it averages at around 184% essentially over a three-year wow. period, assuming that you exit the asset at the end of the 3 years. Right. If you wanted to keep it for cash flow, then that percentage would be lower essentially, but
right.
we assume that you go, and that's very pessimistic as well, the way that we've put the model together. I mean, we could probably spend the whole show going through the model, but we assume literally no revenue in year one, which is almost never happens.
Right.
We assume modest revenue in year two and then a full year of revenue in year three and then an exit. So that's what we see from our database model. In reality, we typically see 200% plus over a three-year period.
Oh, that makes sense. So how does niche website builders help other affiliate and content marketers grow their sites?
Yeah, it's mainly through two services. I mean, trying to keep it simple, like high level, there's only really two ingredients to help content marketers and affiliates grow their websites. It's content and link building. And what I mean by link building is getting other websites to mention your website.
Backlinks,
yeah, like a signal of trust to Google. So we've got lots of different packages essentially of, you know, we'll add content to the website because you've got to show Google that you are an authority on the topic. And you do that by adding content and creating topical relevancy and all that kind of stuff. And then also, once you have that content, you have to signal to Google that you're actually an expert, and you do that by getting other websites to link back to that content. So we offer the two basic ingredients that you need to grow a website, essentially.
Oh, that's awesome. What new services, because I know you mentioned before we started recording that you are moving your business domain to a new URL. So what new services do you plan to develop in the future to become the go-to, like one-stop shop for niche websites and content publishers? And actually, I was looking for something like this myself at some point. And I'm like, I just want to deal with one person, right? One team. I don't want to ask these people to upload my videos to YouTube and manage my podcast. And then someone else goes and manages my SEO, blah, 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 right? So are you planning to develop any new services?
Yeah, I do you want to answer this, Mark? I feel like I could just ramble about this one, but
yeah, I mean, so I think our goal has always been to be the one-stop shop, as you said. So I think we've already kind of achieved that to a certain extent, but that the goalposts are always moving. I think the one exception is that we help people from the beginning of their life cycles. So we help, if people have already got a site, we can help them grow it further. If they haven't got a site and they want to start right from the beginning, they've got no idea what niche they want to go into, we can help them pick a niche. We can build the site. We can scale the site to the point they won't want to sell it. So now I think that the difference is normally that's how far we take people, and that's great. But now we're just launching a marketplace for people to connect buyers and sellers of digital properties that they can... buy a site. So it's a marketplace to buy and sell websites that are already generating income, essentially. So now we do the full life cycle. We do right from the beginning and the growing right through to the selling. But as I said, the goalpost does move. Like, so,
yes, you know,
I think more than ever with Google, you've got to treat your site as like a real business, because something that within the Google algorithm, which is known as EAT or EEAT, which is experience, expertise, authority, and trust, which is all about, you know, making your business credible in the, or having, being a credible business in the eyes of Google. Are you a credible business that are worthy to rank? And that is becoming more and more onerous all the time on website owners to prove to Google that they are a business that deserves to rank. So we're always looking to evolve our services and continue to evolve them over time, so that, you know, we can demonstrate to Google, yeah, we're taking this seriously. This is a real business with real people. And, you know, different services are going to come out of that down the road. You mentioned a podcast, potentially video, social media channels. What else can we bolt on, or what we call build a moat around our website to give that additional credibility for the business?
Oh, this is great. So let's talk about what an investor should do, right? What kind of due diligence an investor should perform before investing in websites?
Yeah. So if they are looking for a hands-off investment where we build one from scratch, they should definitely be asking for case studies, proof that the team are, I guess, experts in what they do. There was an interesting quote from, I guess, a competitor of ours a couple of years back, where the owner of the agency said, "Oh, I tried to build my own website. I couldn't get them to work. So I started an agency helping other people instead." I'm like, that's the wrong way around. If you can't do it for yourself, you should. So I guess there's that, just making sure that you're comfortable with whoever you are spending money with. If you're buying a website from a marketplace and then looking to grow it, I mean, there's a ton of different things to look at from a due diligence perspective. You know, everything from making sure that the revenue numbers are real, that the traffic is real and is coming from where it says it comes from. Does the traffic all go to one page, or is it split across multiple pages to de-risk the website? One thing that sets our new marketplace apart is we do quite an in-depth level of due diligence before we even list the website. So at least when you come to the website, you know that there's been at least a level of due diligence done. There's lots of marketplaces out there, Flippa being one, they're the biggest in terms of volume, yes, of websites, but 80% of them are absolutely terrible.
Yes. I've been looking at it for a year there now.
Exactly. So again, if you're gonna buy a website from a marketplace, use a trusted marketplace. And depending on the deal size, there's also due diligence providers out there. Centura, I believe, is one of the bigger ones for large deal size. Like that large deal size, they'll come in and they'll do due diligence on the website for you. There's obviously a fee involved, but if you're gonna spend a couple of hundred thousand dollars, it's probably worth it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So can you share an example of a website investing, like an investor worked with you and they sold it for a pretty penny? Can you share an example where how much they invested and how much they sold for?
Yeah. I mean, they haven't sold it.
Okay.
But I can share with you the details. So this is an interesting one because it was an investor. It's their first time they've ever built a website. They actually, by tradition, they run a small family office. So they're in the investment room. We're looking for an alternative, essentially. I'm just going to pull up the exact details here. So I've got the exact numbers. But okay, so they came to us. They bought their own domain. They said, "Hey, I want to go into this space. Can you help me? I have no idea what to do." So we helped from start to finish. We said, "Yes, let's develop the idea." We went away. We looked at the competitors in the space. We looked at what they were doing well, what we thought we could do a better job of, and came up with a detailed plan on how we would implement that. That involved essentially around 4.5 million words of content. So a lot of content, but they wanted to be an authority in the space. That was their goal from the very start. So over the course of a 12-month period, they invested roughly around $344,000. And that was across content, link building, age domains that we redirected in, and all these kinds of stuff. But the site took off incredibly quick. And within the first 6 months, it was already generating over $10,000 a month in ad revenue. So even though I say they spent that kind of money, they actually reinvested quite a lot of that back in. They didn't need to take the cash flow out of the business. So they were reinvesting that money back in. And then by the month 13, the website was generating $40,000 a month. So at the 40x multiple, they had an asset on their hands there worth $1.6 million. Yeah. So they were incredibly happy, so much so that they were like, okay, we need to turn this into a real business now. They started hiring a team to create a course and a community. And to, and now it's, they didn't sell it because it's a real,
right,
it's a real
of
business.
Course.
So that is probably our best case study to date. They don't all work like that. It'd be amazing if they did. But on the flip side, we've just got a contender for a what I would consider potentially an our a better case study. So we launched a project for another investor in January. January's just gone. So it's 5 months old. The site took off very quick again. He decided to go very hard. Over the course of a 12-month period, he's committed to his spending roughly around $260,000. It's structured so 50% is due up front and then 50% is due in 12-month increments. But last month, the site generated around about 350,000 visits a month, I believe.
Nice.
And would have generated, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 in ad revenue easily, plus a couple of thousand in affiliate commissions within the first, you know, that first 5 months. So he's extremely happy. He's like, this is awesome. How do we accelerate this now? And it's all been hands off, essentially. These are two examples of investors that don't want to be involved in essentially the day to day running. They didn't know how to set up sites from the start. They've just relied on our team for everything.
So what about the other side, the worst case study, right? And what were the mistakes?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about kind of website investing is even the worst case scenario is you're unlikely to lose all of your money because it's really never going to go to zero. Something would have to go horribly wrong for a website. If you put in all that effort and work and do all the best practice, something would have to go horribly wrong for Google to send you no traffic. Like, I don't think we've really ever seen a case of that. There's various degrees of success along that, you know, that super high kind of level. But essentially, it would be you would typically struggle to lose much money, essentially, or at least not break even.
Makes sense. No, this was great. Anything else you want to mention, especially the new website domain?
Yeah, sure. So probably when this goes live, we are rebranding. So we won't be called Niche Website Builders anymore. We will be called Make Lemonade. The whole reason being, like Mark mentioned earlier, you know, websites these days, they need to be more than just a niche website. That was five years ago, but you need to build a real business and a real brand. And Niche Website Builders just doesn't encompass what we do anymore.
Right.
It's also a little nod to most entrepreneurs start typically with a lemonade stand, or you know, if life gives you lemons and you make lemonade kind of thing.
Yep.
So the new domain will be makelemonade.agency. But if you still go to nichewebsite.builders, you'll be redirected.
It'll redirect.
This
is awesome. Thank you, guys. Are you ready for fire round?
Yeah, go for it.
Would you be changing business or investment strategy because of the current environment? I know UK also had a crazy high inflation, and we all know recession is looming. Are you planning to change anything?
Personally, I'm just looking to invest more into the stock market at the moment. So into these passive investment index funds, just while the market is depressed. I'm just doing dollar cost averaging every month, but I want to increase that now to take advantage of the dip, essentially. I read a book recently about, I can't remember the exact name of it, but basically it's you can never out time the market. You should just invest every month consistently. Yeah. It doesn't matter when you start or you know, you should never try and time it. So
just
trying to do more of that. So I'm allocating more. And then just looking for more high quality cash flow websites to add to my portfolio, which I'm trying to diversify the monetization source. At the moment, a big chunk of my website portfolio is monetized through just display adverts. I'm trying to diversify that into digital courses, digital products, where I'm the owner of the monetization source. I'm not relying
on... not relying on third party. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's great. But, and you mentioned a book, right? So my next question is favorite nonfiction book. It could be business book, investment book, a self-help book.
Well, I actually saw this question and I pulled up the last book I read, which... I mean, I've got a terrible memory with books, but it was interesting. It was called This Is How They Tell Me the World Ends by Nicole Perlroth. It's about, it's a technology-based book, basically about hacking and how everything is insecure these days because of the complexity. So microchips, there's, you know, things embedded in microchips. And it depends on how far you believe the go down the rabbit hole. But it was very interesting to see, you know, apparently nothing can be secured these days because of the complexity.
Yes. Mark, do you have any favorite?
Yeah. Have you had Built to Sell by John Rulo?
Built to Sell. Okay. I read these books. Any tool or website you recommend, right? Anything, maybe it's the flipa.com, something else, you use it for your business, maybe some other project management software, anything you recommend or you cannot live without?
I guess we use a number of different tools. We use monday.com as our, as our management system. We use Zendesk as our kind of communications platform. But I guess the company as a whole would never be able to do business because we're a remote first company. We use Slack extensively for communication. So yeah, that's probably the day-to-day tool we couldn't live without.
Awesome. Any advice for beginner investors?
Go for it, Mark.
Beginner website investors. So I think the most important thing is, there's a couple of important things, is that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. Like, it's not going to be a quick buck to go into website investing. You've got to be thinking long term. And I think the reason that most people fail is they just give up too soon. So a lot of people that don't have money to invest, they're not an investor status yet. The great thing is that it's a really low entry, right? So all you need is some hosting to get started. And you can create your own website using a WordPress theme. You can write your own blog content. And that's like what Adam and I did. So, you know, for $10 a month, it's all just time instead of money. And I think you just got to be in it for the long term and know that so one of the mistakes, the biggest mistake is people give up too soon. I think when it comes to website investing, and they don't appreciate the amount of work that goes into it, but how long it takes to really start to see that curve going upwards.
Oh, that's awesome. How do you give back?
Yeah, I feel like we've actually been giving back. That we give back, and that's how we grew the business so quick. So one of the things we're really passionate about and that we love doing is we've got a podcast and our own YouTube channel, and we basically give away 100% of our knowledge on those channels. We go through step by step everything that we do, knowing that, you know, we're helping a subset of people that come there and want to learn this stuff, and they'll go away and they'll take it on board and they'll do it themselves. But there's also a subset of people that will want us to do the services for them. But essentially, me and Mark over the last couple of years have just been sharing all of our knowledge. We share everything from how we do our keyword research to how we find and vet and price age domains through how we do our link building. I mean, we launched a brand new service last year to do with internal linking. And the first thing we did was record a video showing step by step over the shoulder, this is how we do it. And then it's, you know, and if you want us to do it for you, then we have a service. But if not, then this is literally the step by step process that we follow. So that's basically our way of giving back to the community, to say thank you, is to basically just share everything that we do and any new learnings that we find, share those with the community as well.
That's awesome.
I think the other thing is with our employees as well. So like we're trying to get to the day where one of our employees tells us they want to leave the company because they've grown their own website portfolio and they've got enough to live on and they want to build and grow that. So we give all of our employees courses so that they can teach themselves how to do it. We have a Slack channel, which is called the Website Investing Channel, where people share ideas, like they bounce ideas off each other, but also me and Adam chip in to like give help and advice. And, you know, every time we have a company meeting, we're always talking to them about, you know, you can do this for yourself. You've already got, you know, if you work here, you've already got a lot of the skills that you need to do it. So like, what's stopping you? And I think that's we're trying to get to that day where someone quits working with us because they've achieved that goal. So
that's great. How can my listeners reach out to you?
So definitely don't search for Adam Smith on LinkedIn because it's the most popular name in the world.
Oh, yes. Search for, yeah. There are like 100,000 Adams out there.
So search for Mark Mars on LinkedIn and you can find both of us there. Also, our website is nichewebsite.builders and the new one is makelemonade.agency. Search on YouTube for Niche Website Builders. We've got an active YouTube channel on there. We've got the Niche Website Builders podcast. We've got the Niche Website Builders Facebook group. Just basically search anywhere for Niche Website Builders and you'll come up with some way of getting in touch with us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Apesh, for having us. It's been fun.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing!